Hello and welcome back to the Audacity Academy. I am your host, Sarah Falciani. Oh man, what is on my heart this week is trust and detachment and managing our reactions to what we see in the 3D. 'Cause boy, can that be heavy. And boy, can that be bullshit. Let's just be real. Let's just be real. Sometimes things unfold in our 3D reality and what we can pick up with our senses. And it can really look like what we want is not going to happen. And it can really suck and it can really be hard and it can really be unfortunate and can really seem disappointing and it can really, really, really be disheartening and all of the things, right? It can be very frustrating. It's just, ugh, ugh, the 3D bullshit sometimes. So let's talk about some tools for managing that and the perspective that we kind of really need to have in order to navigate this whole manifesting big things, manifesting things we've never experienced before, manifesting things that quote unquote should be outside of the realm of possibility for us. Let's talk about the tools and the perspective and the areas of opportunity for growth or improvement, possibly, that will support you along your journey. So, first, let's talk about manifestation and what is our work and what is not our work. So, when we want to manifest something, we get clear on what it is that we want, okay? It could be a financial goal, could be a certain amount of money, a relationship with a specific person or just a relationship in general. It might be the house, it might be a car, it might be a certain lifestyle, it might be a move, it might be a job promotion, it might be a business. It could be anything. It can be a health and fitness goal, it can be a body goal, it can be anything. It can be whatever your heart desires. So we get clear on what it is that we want, and we get clear on the version of us who has that already. We put ourselves there. We leap ourselves there. We collapse time. We collapse space. We collapse it all. And we literally are like, okay, if that was in my reality now, that was my reality now. I had that money in my bank account. I had that business already. I had that lifestyle already. I had everything already. Who would I be? What would I believe? What would I assume to be true? What would be my habits? What would be my hobbies? How would I carry myself? How would I view the world? How would the world work for me? How would I feel? What would it feel like? What would I feel in my body if that reality was already mine? We get crystal clear on that. And the self-concept work, all that I teach you inside my programs, inside the Metamorphosis membership, the process that I teach you is looking at things that come up in the different areas of your self-concept that are holding you back, that are tethering you into your current reality and not allowing you to step into that reality that you want, the reality in which you are the version of you who has what it is that you want. And we gradually rewrite that. We choose a new narrative, we choose a new paradigm, and we cut those tethers. We cut everything holding you in your current reality so that you are free to just step forward, move forward, and decide that it is done. That's your self-concept work. I can help you do that. Our only job in manifestation, our only job is to know what it is that we want or the direction that we want to go. Specific versus general manifesting, I'll make a different podcast about that. We'll talk about that another time. Generally or specifically, you get clear. You get clear on the version of you who already has it. You decide that it's done. And all you have to do is repeatedly find the feeling of it already being done and stay there and persist in that feeling and take whatever aligned action shows up for you. Aligned action feels like intuitive nudges. It feels like conversations. It feels like boundaries. It feels like standards. It feels like behavior changes. It feels like hobbies, habits, shifting, moving, going here, doing there, trying that. This feels like a great idea. It feels like, what if we did this? Of course, that could possibly work. It feels light. It feels fun. It feels like just those little sparkles of intuitive nudges and hits of inspiration. That's your aligned action. And all we have to do is stay clear on what we want, hold the feelings of it already being done, and show up for our work. You move as if what you want is inevitable. You move as if it's already done. You move as if you trust the pivots. You trust the unfolding as things unfold. You trust in your vision. You trust in the movement. You trust in the process and the unfolding of your manifestation. And sometimes things Things always have a way of working out just fucking perfectly and better than you could have ever imagined when you are someone who is moving on purpose with intention and in faith. Things always will work out. There, it can't fucking not. It can't not work out when you are moving with that unshakable optimism and that unshakable faith and that unshakable, I'm co-creating my reality with God, the quantum, the universe, the aliens, whatever you believe in, whatever floats your boat. We're all talking about the same shit. We're just using different language. We are creating our reality with our thoughts and by directing our energy, and we are trusting the unfolding of it, even if all we're trusting in is the scientifically proven process of manifestation. We are trusting as things are unfolding and rearranging. We're trusting that. But when you are someone who has trust issues, when you are someone who has control issues, when you are someone who has maybe an insecure attachment style, you are someone who has a victim mindset. Do we see how maybe, just maybe, it's really, really, really fucking hard for us to stay in our lane and do our work? Because faith is such a huge part of it. Trusting is such a huge part of it. You're cutting your ability to manifest intentionally off at the knees when we're not looking at this area of opportunity for growth and improvement. If we are struggling with trust, if we are struggling with releasing control, if we are struggling with not micromanaging, if we don't know how to find our lane and stay in it, we will struggle with intentional manifestation because you will always, always be hyper fixated on the 3D and a victim to your reactions to everything you see in the 3D. You will be emotionally attached to everything going on in the 3D. And I know, I speak from experience. I was there for a lot of years. I was there for a lot of years at a very severe anxious attachment style. And if somebody presented with an anxious attachment style with me, I had an avoidant. It was a mess. I had a very insecure attachment style. So I'll just say insecure, but primarily the vast majority of the time, I was anxious, attracting avoidant people. I had trust issues. I had anxiety. I was the poster child for dysregulation. I had borderline personality disorder diagnosis, adjustment disorder diagnosis. I literally was just dysregulated pretty much constantly, could not cope with whatever was going, everything in the 3D triggered. Triggered was my resting state. Triggered was my resting state. I had no trust. I had no faith. I had no faith in my ability to be okay and handle things. I had no faith in anybody else's ability to handle things. It was horrible. It was like my own living hell being in that space. And I was always in a victim mindset. I was there for years of my 20s. Something that changed the game for me was to stop waiting for the 3D to prove me wrong and to start instead just focusing on nurturing my relationship with me and developing my trust in my ability to be okay no matter what the outcome was. That was, honest to God, like step one of me learning how to trust manifestation and trust the 3D and trust the unfolding of everything that I wanted, was developing my trust in myself and my ability to be okay. Trust in myself and my ability to handle whatever. Trust in myself and my power. It all starts with our trust issues with other people, trust issues with the quantum, trust issues with your person, trust issues with money, trust issues with anything else is really just a reflection of our trust issues with ourselves. So we want to be asking ourselves the hard question, like, what is actually getting in the way of me trusting myself? How am I not trusting myself? How am I not showing up for myself? How am I not having my own back? Because fuck everybody else. It's not up to anybody else to prove anything to me. Everything else will choose to rearrange. Everything else will rearrange because it can't not. To reflect back higher levels of trust, higher levels of reliability, higher levels of everything. As soon as I start to change my perspective of myself and I start to change my perspective, it starts with our self-concept. Our 3D is proving us right. Our 3D is proving our subconscious right. So if we have no sense of trust and everybody's out to get us and everything sucks and everything is falling apart all the time, and we just have this very, very, very pessimistic perception of ourselves and the world around us, that's all we're going to ever be able to see. It's not that we are never going to see disappointing or weird or funky things in the 3D when we change our perspective. What is going to happen when we change our perspective and we develop our trust in ourselves and our trust in our ability to handle whatever comes our way? What's going to happen is our perspective of the 3D is going to change. And as the sequence of events unfolds, even if it's something funky or something that previously would have completely crashed and burned everything for us, we're now able to go, but everything's working out for me, so I'm good. Well, you know, that's kind of disappointing, but I've got me and I can handle whatever comes my way, so I'm good. I know the direction I'm moving. I have faith in this process. I trust myself. I trust in God, the quantum, science, the universe, whoever, whatever. I trust in the co-creative process. I trust in all of this, and I'm able to handle myself, and I'm okay. I am going to choose to respond to whatever I see in the 3D instead of reacting. But take it from somebody who used to be highly, highly reactive to absolutely everything. This takes a tremendous amount of self-awareness, mental skill development, and practice. It takes practice to shift your perspective from victim mindset, from disempowered to empowered. It takes intention, self-awareness, practice, choice over and over and over again to shift from pessimist to optimist. It takes awareness, intention, and practice to shift from everything's happening to me to everything's working out for me. It takes choice. I would love to say, because everybody loves a shortcut, that I had my come to Jesus moment where all of a sudden one day I woke up an optimist. But one day randomly, I think I put it in an Instagram post recently, one day, yes, I did wake up and all of a sudden I was an optimist, and it was easier for me to see how things were working out for me, and it was easier for me to respond. It felt like it was an overnight thing, but it was added up over time, the work I was doing on my self-concept to nurture my relationship with myself, to nurture my relationship with men and relationships, to nurture my relationship with the world around me, to rewrite my narrative, to heal, to forgive, to release, to actively and intentionally choose to see myself and the world differently. It added up over time. And then all of a sudden, one day, I didn't have to try so hard to do that anymore. It's like when you see people, all of a sudden, they seem to explode overnight success, overnight business success. It's like, where the fuck did that come from? Because all of a sudden, these people came out of nowhere and they are somebody. But what we don't see, what nobody sees outside of them, and sometimes they don't see it, sometimes we don't see it for ourselves, is the years, sometimes the lifetime of work. It is a lifetime. It's the lifetime journey of becoming who they are today, this quote unquote overnight success. The work, the choices, the self-awareness, the lessons, the pivots. It's okay if where you're at now is still someone that's highly reactive to the 3D. It's okay if right now you are building your mental skills and building your awareness, and you are a little frustrated with where you're at because you so badly just want to trust. You so badly just want to know what your lane is and stay in your lane and do your work. It's okay if you're being pulled out of end state and you're being pulled out of that feeling, you're being pulled out of your lane a little bit more. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Most of us, I would say, I dare say all of us except the most highly conscious people out there, the vast majority of us are pulled out every now and then. Still, I'm still pulled out. I was pulled out yesterday. Shit happens. But as you continue to work on yourself, you continue to develop your self-concept, you continue to develop your mental skills, you continue to develop your ability to step back from your triggers, re-regulate your nervous system, get back in end state. All the things that I teach you to do in my programs, especially the Keep Your Cool bundle, is a great place to start. I'll link it in the show notes. As you develop these skills, it will get easier and easier and easier and easier for you to catch it and step back. Catch it and step back. And before you know it, your last fuck has flown. And you've mastered detachment. You've mastered detachment. You've stepped into the identity of someone who's not bothered by their 3D. You've stepped into the identity of someone who trusts themselves, who backs themselves, who has themselves, no matter what the 3D is showing. You've developed that secure attachment style where your sense of self-worth and your value as a human being is not tied to how other people treat you. Or whether that person texts back fast enough, you're the person who is chosen. So you don't need anybody to prove that to you. And you don't need anybody to do that to make you feel chosen. You are valued. You are respected. You are powerful. You are capable. You are successful. You are validated. You are valued. It takes baby steps, and those baby steps add up over time. And before you know it, it feels like you woke up and oh my God, there's my lane. I'm in my lane. I feel so good in my lane. And it takes a couple of my beautiful members inside the membership mentioned this past Thursday during the Q&A call, that it takes the same amount of energy to choose to think a more positive or uplifting or optimistic thought as it does to choose the negative or the pessimistic one. So why don't you choose the thought that feels better? But I'll argue and expand on that. It takes way less energy to think the more optimistic thought, especially if that thought is, everything's working out for me. I'm just going to get back to feeling good and choose to know that it's all done and taken care of and what's my aligned action right now. And I'm just going to forget that this stress or worry even, it's going to take less energy for you to put yourself there and to release attachment to the 3D and to step back into detachment vibes and get back to your work in your lane and just focusing on feeling joy and gratitude and feeling good. It takes less energy there than it does to spiral into all the what ifs and the whys and the how comes and the how is this going to work out for me and the what do I need to do to make this all work out for me. It takes more energy to go down the negative route. It just feels like it doesn't take more energy because we have negativity bias and jumping to the worst case scenario is kind of what humans do. And that's where we default. So it feels like it takes less energy because we're just going with the flow of the negativity spiral. We're just going with the flow of the trigger. But think about how exhausted you are at the end of that spiral, how exhausted you are. How if you act from that triggered place, now you have to deal with the regret. You have to deal with the picking up the pieces. It's turned into a tornado of destruction. That's so much more energy than recognizing what's going on and going, ooh, it feels like a fight right now in this moment because I'm redirecting my thought. I'm catching my thought. I'm catching, it's like a dog on a leash. Oh, this is a great analogy. Okay, so you're taking a Rottweiler for a walk. I have a Rottweiler. His name's Roman. Ball, like a ball, like a tennis ball, his favorite thing in the whole world. So he'll be walking and he'll be great. He'll be on leash. He'll be by my side. He'll be in the heel position. He'll be rocking and rolling. We'll be doing our thing. And then all of a sudden, a rabbit or a ball catches his eye. And he reacts to it and he goes and then he just follows his impulse and he yanks my arm. My arm almost comes out of socket because he's over 130 pounds and he goes. Holding on to that dog running away, holding on to that dog as he loses his shit and goes after the ball to go play with the ball. It takes so much more energy. Does it feel like it takes more energy to correct him and hold that position initially, to redirect his energy and his attention, to go back to walking nicely, walking gently by my side, not pulling, not dragging, doing what he's supposed to do, doing what I need him to do, doing what I require him to do? Sure, in that moment, correcting the impulsive behavior might feel frustrating and it might feel like so much easier to just let him go and do his thing because I just don't want to fight with him. I just don't want to deal with it. But the consequences in the long run, it takes more energy to let him just do what he's going to do than it does to put a little bit more energy up front to correct the behavior and redirect the attention and the focus and get back to walking nicely. Do you see how the initial upfront effort of redirecting our thoughts from the negativity spiral, from the tornado bullshit spiral that goes down the rabbit hole of everything sucks and everything's happening to me and SP hates me and I'm not chosen and things aren't working out for me and I just wish I could control it and I wish I knew how and when things were going to work out and da 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 da. You'll lose weeks of your life going down there. Versus when you notice what's going on in the 3D, because I will never tell y'all to ignore the 3D. The 3D is like the greatest thing of feedback ever. And I will do episodes on episodes on episodes of interpreting the 3D and managing the 3D. Like, this is not by any stretch of the imagination the only conversation we're going to have about the 3D. But seeing what's going on in the 3D and catching the initial spiral and old story interpretation of it, of things suck, they don't like me, I'm not chosen, I'm not respected, this isn't working out for me, ugh, I just wish it would just be, catching that and going, everything's working out for me though. And I just like literally can't be bothered with worrying about this. I can't be bothered with worrying about this. I'm going to go do what I need to do to take care of me. I'm going to go do what I need to do to take care of me. This is where the skills that I teach you inside the Keep Your Cool training come in, because I teach you how to step back. I teach you how to step back. I teach you how to get regulated and get grounded again so that you can fully and completely get back into your place of power and get back in your lane and keep on moving with what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're manifesting. It might feel like it's taking more effort to correct the behavior, to correct the thought, to rein that old story trigger back in and redirect it into a more optimistic, everything's working out for me. Here's a gentle reframe that supports my manifestation. Now I'm not going to worry about this anymore. I'm literally releasing this. I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to say some affirmations. I'm going to pass this back off. I'm going to remind myself that this is my lane and this is my work and I'm going to go about my business and not honestly give a fuck. It takes less energy in the long run. It takes less energy, and promise you, it takes less energy. It takes less energy. And the better and better you get, because the more you practice, it takes practice. Remember, intention, awareness, it takes practice. The better and better and better you get at just simply reframing and redirecting your thoughts, the easier it will get. The easier it will get, the easier it will get, the easier it will get. And then one day you'll wake up and you're not going to have to try so hard. It's just like training a dog. The first week or two of walks where I redirect him from going after the ball or the bunny rabbit or the stimuli, whatever has triggered him to forget himself, he forgets himself and he's a very impulsive boy. The first few times, the first handful of times, the first 10 times, hell, the first 100 times, it may feel like a fight to redirect his energy. But on that 101st time, maybe he'll catch himself. He'll listen a little faster. He'll redirect and he'll correct a little easier. Training our brain is the same shit. Training our brain is the same shit. And one of my pet peeves in the manifestation community is everybody going out there and saying, well, just decide harder. Just decide harder that you're the person who doesn't get triggered by the 3D. Just decide harder that things don't bother you anymore. Just decide harder. That's spiritually bypassing really real shit, and we don't do that here. It's called spiritual bypassing, and we don't do that here. We don't do that here. We're not gaslighting out of ourselves out of completely understandable reactions to things because of shit that we've manifested in the past, conditioning of the neural pathways in our brain, and stuff that we have going on. We are not gaslighting ourselves out of our reactions. We are acknowledging our reactions. We are validating our reactions, and we are setting healthy boundaries with ourselves, and we are developing a healthy relationship with ourselves, and we are choosing to see things differently. So yes, there is a choice. There is a decision, but that decision and that choice needs to happen gently and lovingly and compassionately again and again and again and again. And yes, we can go from highly reactive to the 3D, feeling like a complete and total victim to our circumstances, micromanaging our manifestations, micromanaging the sequence of events, the bridge of incidents as it unfolds, being tossed to and fro like a to and fro like a ball in a pinball machine, totally just a victim to the manifestation process as it unfolds. Yes, we can go from being there and just a constant state of stress and dysregulation to being somebody who manages to redirect their stress and their anxiety and catch themselves in their reactions. Yes, we absolutely can. I'm telling you, I was the poster child for dysregulation. If I can do it, you can do it. It is not going to last forever. You are not going to feel like a victim to your circumstances and the 3D forever. It doesn't have to be that way. It is possible to retrain your brain. It is possible to develop more of a neutral mindset. Neutral mind. We can absolutely, nothing has to be good or bad. We don't have to label or judge anything that happens. Everything gets to just be a part of the sequence of events unfolding. And it can feel really weird. It can feel really weird. Like, I felt this way, and because I work with a lot of individuals on developing a secure attachment style along their manifestation journey. Like, that really seems to be the niche that manifested for me. I don't know how we got here. That was not the intention originally when we set out on this coaching thing. Not the intention. But I've had a lot of people express to me, we feel a little bit of guilt because it feels like we're all of a sudden apathetic. This detachment thing can feel very uncomfortable and can trigger little feelings of guilt. Like, well, maybe I should care a little bit more. Maybe I should be labeling it positive or negative. Maybe I should be. And that's old conditioning. That's old conditioning. You're a big-hearted, good-hearted, caring, loving, feeling human being. You are a heart-centered human being, I know. If you're in my world, that is you. So I can empathize fully and completely with, ooh, I feel a little guilty for not reacting. I feel a little guilty for not being more emotionally involved in this. I feel a little guilty for literally not giving a fuck. That's normal. You're normal. You're normal. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the process. Just know that that's old story stuff that's shedding. That's old conditioning that's shedding. You care when it's appropriate to care. We don't have to be fully and completely sell our soul to the devil, emotionally invested in absolutely everything we see in the 3D. We don't have to live that way. It is okay for us to set boundaries about the things that we get attached to and the things that we pour our precious, precious, priceless energy into. Boundaries in this area are beautiful. 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 It was like the most mind-blowing thing the day I really, truly gave myself permission to not care about everything all the time, all at once. Setting boundaries about what I was giving my energy, attention, and focus to. Ooh, that was like the most freeing thing. I was ending the day with energy. I was waking up with energy because I was setting boundaries with what I was giving my energy and attention to. I was retraining my brain to walk nicely on that leash without constantly pulling me and dragging me through my day because it was constantly running after every rabbit and tennis ball that it saw. I was having more energy. I was feeling lighter. I'm telling you, it compounds. Start training your brain in this area. Start training yourself to set boundaries with what you get emotionally attached to and invested in and the paths that you choose to go down during the day. Get busy pouring into yourself. Get busy with hobbies. Invest in yourself. Seriously, invest in yourself. Work on puzzles. Learn a new hobby. Study a language. Read books. Move your body. Get really into exercise movement of some sort. Focus on your sleep. Develop a healthy morning and like wake up and bedtime routine. Get busy creating a life that you really fucking love, and I promise you, you will not care so much about what SP is doing. You won't. You'll be too busy focusing on yourself. And then because magnetism and abundance and all of the manifestation laws that we could reference, your energy and attention is focused more on you. Your brain is walking on the leash very nicely beside you through your day. Guess what? SP tends to come around. Money tends to start working for you. Things start to flow easier for you. It compounds. It compounds. But the first steps, honest to God, are realizing that you don't have to live in a constant state of reactivity. It doesn't have to be that way. There are resources available, whether it's going to a licensed mental health practitioner, which I encourage absolutely everyone to do, even if it's just for a handful of sessions, to just talk to a pro who has the qualifications to be able to speak to you and do whatever to understand yourself and what we're working with. I encourage everyone to go to a licensed mental health practitioner. Whatever it is, you can start opening yourself up to the possibility of a reality where you are not constantly attached to the 3D as it's unfolding, where you are not constantly a victim to your brain chasing every single ball, bird, bunny, rabbit, stimuli that passes it. Start training your brain. Start setting boundaries with yourself. Start developing the mental skills for nervous system and emotional regulation. Step back into your power. You are not living in a reality in which everything is happening to you. It would be so nice if we were, but we're not. We are living in a reality in which our mind is creating this. Our mind is creating this. Our mind is creating this. And the second we can remember that, it disarms the 3D. It disarms the 3D because the 3D is not in control. The 3D is not the boss of us. The 3D and what we're seeing around and SP's behavior and what's going on with money and the job and the this and that is all. We are in control of how we respond to it. We are in control of how we respond to it. We're the one who is in the driver's seat. We have way, way, way more power than we think that we do. You are the one who holds the power in your reality. You are absolutely, absolutely, absolutely beyond capable of creating a reality in which you stay in your lane with your manifestation and the 3D doesn't bother you anymore. And that might seem like it's light years away, but I promise you, if you just start taking steps in the direction of that, with that being your manifestation, I want to manifest and become the version of me that is hashtag unbothered by the 3D. You can totally manifest that. And you take your aligned action moving in the direction of that. It might be talking to a therapist. It might be talking to a coach. You might be led to books to read. You might be led to YouTube videos to listen to. It, who knows? Your path is your path. Your aligned action is your aligned action. I can't tell you what your aligned action is. I only know what my aligned action is. Trust the steps as it unfolds. Practice the mental skills. Be patient, graceful, and compassionate towards yourself as you retrain your brain. When I'm training my dog, when I'm working with my dog, we keep going back to Roman. When I'm training Roman, when I've trained Roman over the years, it's dogs respond much, much, much better to positive reinforcement than negative. I don't punish him whenever he makes a mistake or reacts or gives in to one of his impulses. I don't react negatively. I just don't reward him. I don't reward bad behavior. We don't reward the impulsive behavior. We reset, we redirect. I give him another opportunity to choose differently, to choose me, to choose whatever skill I'm teaching him, whatever skill we're working on. And I very, very, very positively reinforce and reward when he does it right. I celebrate the fuck out of him when he does it right. And I basically ignore him. When he doesn't, I ignore it when he doesn't. I ignore it when he doesn't. Think of training our brain. Think of training these new behaviors in the same way. We don't want to punish ourselves when we don't wake up 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, or an hour earlier. We don't want to punish ourselves when we give in to negativity bias and think a couple of thoughts that are not supportive of our manifestation. We don't want to punish ourselves. We just want to go, oh, okay, as soon as we catch it, oh, okay. And then we redirect our thoughts and we positively reinforce our wins. We positively reinforce when we don't completely spiral out of control. We positively reinforce when we are able to step back into detachment and we are able to step back into end state a little bit faster. Celebrate yourself for every single, even if it seems like a teeny tiny, step. Celebrate yourself. Positively reinforce the wins. Positively reinforce the steps. Positively reinforce the new behaviors. Positively reinforce. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. I have it in my membership. I have a celebration corner. I want y'all to be celebrating. Celebrate everything. Celebrate constantly. Gratitude, celebration, optimism. We want to cultivate more of this energy, but it starts with baby steps. I didn't get there overnight. I really wish I did. You guys might listen to my content or see my content, view my content, whatever, and it makes you want to throw up in your mouth a little bit because of how optimistic I seem, right? And I'll like, oh, sunny this, sunny perspective, optimism, happy, joyful, gratitude, bullshit. I know. I was there once upon a time. This type of shit used to super, super, super trigger me. So I'm no stranger to it. I get it. I can meet you where you're at and I can speak in a language that is very relatable. And I'm telling you, it starts with baby steps every day and giving yourself permission to consider a reality in which everything doesn't suck. That had to be my first step. Was what if, miracle of miracles, I can't see it for myself yet, but what if every single moment of every one of my days didn't suck? That person over there, it looks like they're moving through life and their life doesn't suck. And then you got to deal with the, and then you got to deal with the resentment. That's a podcast for a completely different day. Again, we will be making episodes on this shit forevermore because this is important. Developing an optimistic perspective when you've been a pessimist for years and a cynic for years and every moment of every day sucked for you, quote unquote, for years. It's a journey. It really is a journey. It really, really is a journey. But the first step is giving yourself permission to consider a reality in which everything was not just happening to you and everything is not just terrible and SP doesn't hate you and money doesn't, you know, doesn't suck and isn't just for the 1% of the 1%. And we got to give ourselves permission to even consider that reality in life might be a little different. And when we give ourselves permission and we start practicing considering that, the next step after that is, okay, now that I'm pretty comfortable with the idea that it's possible in general, now let's play with the possibility of it being possible for me. What would that look like? And then the steps unfold from there. Manifestation is a beautiful thing, but you're cutting yourself off at the knees if you're not intentionally working on yourself and developing your mindset and your perspective to start seeing things working out for you in favor of you getting what you want, you'll quit on your manifestation every time. It'll be infinitely harder for you to remain detached from when it's going to unfold and how it's going to unfold if you're constantly just micromanaging the fuck out of the 3D and just convinced to your core that it's not meant for you. Your desires are your desires for a reason. Give yourself permission to consider a possibility where maybe, just maybe, you really can have the life that you want. You really can have the person that you want. You really can have the relationship, the business, the money, the lifestyle. You really, really can. The 3D does not have to control you. You do not have to remain in a space where you are a victim to your circumstances. Give yourself permission to take back control and start training your brain and moving in the direction of being the person that you desire to be, who has the reality that you desire to create. You absolutely can do this. You absolutely can do this. That's all I have for today. I really appreciate you guys coming and hanging out with me for this episode, and I really hope that you got as much out of it as humanly possible. This one was complex and there was a lot in there, so I do encourage you going back and listening to it a couple of times if this is an area of opportunity for you that you really want to be working on. If you want or need additional resources, check the show notes down below. I will have links to the Keep Your Cool bundle, which is currently just $17 for you to be able to pick up. I will also drop the links to my membership. The prices to the membership are going up on the 1st of February. They will not go up for you if you sign up now. Whatever you sign up with, that is your price for as long, that is your membership for as long as you stay, unless you cancel and come back at a later time when the prices are different. So if you want to get in, you want to check it out, I have a couple of different tier options available for you. Just access to the self-study materials, or you can get access to the self-study materials and weekly Q&A calls with me to come hang out, get some coaching, ask some questions, and just be in the vibes of a great community of people manifesting their realities and everything that they desire. So check those show notes, click on the links, DM me on Instagram, or shoot me an email at admin@sarahfalciani.com if you have any questions, comments, feedbacks, or requests for future episodes, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.